You call me, yeah,
Blog
call the other
Talk
man.
Radio.
It is episode 4 of Conclave Radio. We are so glad that you have joined us. Let's talk for a minute right off the top. So I'm not sure. They're not an endorser. We're not getting money from them. But I like Farmers Insurance. I found a commercial of theirs that I saw one not long ago that I really liked. And you know how their commercials go is, you know, the kind of spokesman is with a customer, and they said, you know, you won't believe what happened, and they walked through this kind of like a hall of fame of the Farmers Insurance, and you know, they, you know, shows like the rear end of a car, and it does something terrible, and the guy says, basically, he says that Farmers, you know, we know a thing, or, you know, no matter what happened, you're covered, you know, because at Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. And I was just thinking about that this week, about how that's really how, you know, the church should be. That's how we all should be as Christians, because as Christians, what we should be able to do is, and as the church, we should be able to say, you know what, I know you got that going on, but no worries. You know, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Just think about it. You know, a lot of times we'll think, you know, I don't feel comfortable talking about this to someone because who knows what they're going to think, you know, or that my situation is so unique that they are not going to know what to do or how to help me, or they won't, they'll be disgusted with me, whatever it is. You know, I've got a family problem. I've got a sin problem. I've just got life. I've got a crisis. Who knows? I've got a stressor. You got all these things going on, right? And we're so shy to talk to someone in the church or go to the church about it. But really, the church's slogan really could be, you know, we know a thing or two, because we've seen a thing or two. You know, I've got a family crisis. Well,
you're covered.
You're covered.
Yeah.
We've got that covered because we've seen a thing or two, right? Or I have a relationship issue. You're covered. You know, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Or I'm really struggling with a sin in my life. You're covered. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two, right? And I think so many times we're so stressed about just, I don't know about you, but I feel so much better when I just get some things off my chest, right? And you there's just relief there. You feel better just by kind of getting it out, you know? And I remember when we had a water damage at our house where we're doing the show from.
Oh.
And a few years ago, and I remember when we called the insurance, and it was just, you won't believe what happened. You know, the toilet flooded in the top, and it collapsed the ceiling in the living room, and just water everywhere. You know, and they weren't as perplexed as I was. You know, they were there like, okay, you know, we'll have somebody come out, and, you know, everything's going to be fine. We got you covered. And that's how probably the approach we should have as Christians when people should be able to come to us and say, oh, you know, I've just got to talk to you about this. And we can just be like, you're covered. You know, you're covered. You know, we'll get through this. This is not the first time. You know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Same kind of thing. And so I don't know why I wanted really to share that, but it was just kind of a thought that I had. And so now when you see the commercial for
J.K. Simmons and Farmers,
thank you. It's a great commercial. And so I've just decided that's how we need to be as a church. We need to be that maybe as conclave. We need to be that as a church a whole, as Christians, as individuals. We just need to have the mindset of, hey, you're covered. You know, we know a thing or two about this. We've seen this and we know a thing or two because, we've seen a thing or two, you know, we've got this, you know, we've got this for you. And so I think that's just kind of a cool mindset we need to have going forward. But this is episode 4. We've made it a month, Casey. We've made it a month.
I can't believe it's already episode 4.
Yes. And our listenership is booming. Not only do we have our listener, of course, from Alaska.
Hello. Of course. Hello.
Hello.
Alaskan Conclavian.
Yes.
But now we've gone international.
Yes. The movement cannot be stopped in just North America. We have a listener from Norway. I'm proud to say a Norwegian is listening to Conclave Live, so we are so glad to have our Norwegian listener, Norwegian Conclavian. And this week, we are, of course, have another special guest. He is none other than the executive pastor of the Metropolitan Church. He is Mike Wellborn. Pastor Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all doing?
We are doing wonderful.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, we are glad that you have joined us. It looks like I'm not going to jinx it. What happens is the last few weeks I say we're going smooth as silk and then some kind of technical issue happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to jinx it, but smooth sailing so far. That's all I think.
As well. He's not Michelle, so I think we're okay.
That's true. The Michelle band is still on. The Michelle curse, we all know about this. We'll stay away from it. Pastor Mike, how's your day been?
It's been great. It's a good day. It's Wednesday, so we're about halfway through the week, although it feels like because of not having service Sunday, because of the weather, you know, we decided to call service off. And when you don't have church on Sunday, it kind of throws your week off. So to me, it almost feels like it ought to be Thursday or Friday. But we're looking forward to tonight. We have the Lee University Singers from Cleveland. The choir will be singing tonight at 6:30. We have a big worship concert at 6:30. Free dinner at 5. So Wednesday's always a good day around Metro.
So, you know, of course, the Lee Singers, they are a college group. So naturally, you know, we should have thought of this. It should have been Conclave Presents the Lee Singers. I mean, wouldn't that have made a lot of sense, Casey? How awesome would that have been, Pastor Mike? We really missed the boat on that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did, but you know what? We can always announce it tonight. You know, and give you a plug there. We'll give you a plug.
A plug never hurts, Pastor Mike. A plug never hurts. But hey,
I did a couple weeks ago in church.
You did. You did. And we greatly appreciate any kind of free plugs we can get in service. So, yeah, you talked about last Sunday how things were kind of altered, and that also altered Conclave. So we're going to kind of recap that in a few minutes. But before we do that, this past Friday night, the church did something really cool called Light the Night. And Casey brought that up to me before we went live and thought that might be something you might want to share with us and kind of talk to us about how that went.
Sure. Light the Night was an all-night prayer meeting. For me, growing up in a very traditional Pentecostal home, I remember all-night prayer meetings, and you would do them a lot of times. You know, they would call them watch night services on December 31st, and you'd go to the church, and around midnight, you'd kind of party a little bit after you prayed a little while. But I really felt the urgency the last several months, about the last 12 weeks or so. Of course, the church is in transition, but really felt the urgency for Metro, not that we had lost our foundation of prayer, but just go back to our foundation of prayer. We have a lot of people who pray in our church. We have prayer meeting every Sunday or every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We have prayer at 9:45 on Sunday morning, our elders with the minister who will be preaching. But really felt a concerted effort to really go back to that foundation. And so we had been doing a couple different things. Of course, our Saturday morning prayer meetings at 9 o'clock, which I mentioned a few moments ago. And then on the I'm calling it First Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month at 6 a.m. and then at 6 p.m. for an hour, just opening up the church for people to come by on their way to work or, you know, on their way home from work, however they want to do it. And then once a quarter, do something called Light the Night. It'll be a 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Saturday morning prayer meeting. And was very moved this past weekend as Conclave led the worship. We had about 10 or so Conclavians. We had about 40 people show up at 10 o'clock. By 3:30, it was just me and one other individual. And I, you know, didn't know what to expect. And then about 5:30, people started coming back in.
Wow.
And by 10 o'clock, we had probably about 60 to 70 people that had come through the course of that 12-hour event. So I was very pleased with what took place. Landon and Chase and Hunter and Will did a great job leading worship and led us for about 30 to 40 minutes and just really into the presence of God. And it just kind of set a an atmosphere for that evening. So it was a great evening. We missed you, though, Clint. We'll understand it was a holiday weekend and kids were out of school, but hopefully you'll be able to attend next week. Maybe. And Clint Casey, I don't know if I saw you either.
No, I didn't end up coming. I think I actually had work that night,
yep.
If I'm being honest.
Had to make a few bucks, mm-hmm. Pastor Mike. Had to make a few bucks.
Yeah. And, you know, and I understand that. You know, you give people the opportunity. We have very busy lives, and our schedules are very crazy. But I know people, if they can't come to the church, I know that some of them pray at home. We have shut-ins and different people like that. But this first one, when I talked with Landon, I said, you know, let's just try to get Conclave involved. And you guys showed up in a great force, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, I thought, and that's one of the things that, because I wasn't able to be there, but I watched part of the live stream, and I thought that was, you know, it's kind of the same thing about Conclave Radio. You know, we have people that can't be there every week, and so we kind of, you know, provide this as mm-hmm. another avenue. And so I think that was just a great thing that people made. Some people were out of town, or they couldn't make it, couldn't come that late at night or whatever. Had life, you know, happen, and so they were still able to participate by the live stream on Facebook. So I thought that was really cool. But yeah, it kind of adjusted us on that Sunday, the hurricane that wasn't really, you know. And, but you know, you got to heed on the side of caution, and so that's what we did also for Conclave. And so what we did was we kind of had a last minute unofficial mm-hmm. house party at here at Johnson.
The hurricane party at Johnson.
Exactly. I got to show everyone where the Conclave studio, so that was really cool. They saw where we do the show, Casey. And
the famous location. Did you rope it off?
I didn't rope it off, but I did not let them sit in the chair.
Okay,
well,
at least. Okay,
yeah,
at least
right.
You had that.
Exactly. So we had a good time. We ate, we hung out, we watched a movie. They did a dance game on Xbox 360. Pastor Mike and Miss Tina came by for a little bit, and we played a game. We played Here I Am, standing in the middle of the room, spinning a broom. The first one to get this message, please leave the room. Is that right, Pastor Mike?
That's right. It's called a broom game. It's a game that's been around for a long time because I remember seeing my parents play it as a small child. And it's just one of those community-building games that some people get it and then some people get frustrated. And a little bit of you have to be careful because some people say this sounds a little bit telepathic or anything, something like that. But as it is in most things, community-type buildings, there is an opportunity for somebody just to kind of catch on and understand what's going on. And for the most part, the young men and women, the Conclavians that were there, most of them got it. And then there were a few of them that got it through, I think, a little insight called Google. And then maybe some others, other ways, maybe got it by the natural ability. So,
I can either confirm nor deny, and this is strictly I can't say this officially, but I do need to say that I think someone might have spilled the beans after you left for some of those who didn't get it. I can't say that for sure.
I would think that's probably correct, you know. And Pastor Mike is not only smart, but maybe has a little bit of gift of discernment, and then the little bit that I don't. The little bit that I don't have, my wife is very discerning.
Well, we had such a great night. We had a great night and a good time, and I was glad we were able to do that kind of last minute. And we're looking forward to next week. Mm-hmm. And we know because of some schedule things, we're going to move some things around. Landon got bumped last week because of the hurricane, and your schedule had a conflict, so we wanted to have you come on this week and be with us. And so because of that, this upcoming Sunday, Landon Jones is going to be speaking for us. And so we're excited about Landon and getting to share with us. But Pastor Mike, this is the opportunity. Now it was good to talk about Light Tonight and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, Casey, the real reason we have you on, Pastor Mike, is to have the random question segment. Are you ready?
I am ready. I have thoroughly enjoyed Conclave Radio over the last couple weeks and very proud. I told you and Lisa, and of course the Conclavians. And I just love that. I love to say Conclavian, Conclavian.
It flows off the tongue. It's a nice long-term word.
I just can't wait to get my own clothing line. You know, once you develop that and everything that goes along with that. But I think you guys have got something here. And but really, so proud of what you all are doing, you and Lisa. And then this, you and Casey right there here with this radio program, it's the wage. Community is so important. The old cliche, people really don't care how much, what you do or what you say, it's what you do. They want you to be involved, and they want aspects of life. And so the things that you're talking about, the things that you're doing are so important. And so hats off to you guys, and let's hit those questions. I can't wait to see what happens here.
We appreciate it, Pastor Mike.
When you say next thing we have to work on, Casey, is we've got to find some kind of original intro music for random questions.
Yeah, that's true. We're gonna need a lot more effects if we want this to take off.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that. Mm-hmm. So since we don't have that, Casey, go first. Here we go. Question segment for Pastor Mike. Here we go. I'm ready.
All right, question one, Pastor Mike. What makes you bored?
What makes me bored? Honestly, I don't get bored that often because I'm constantly on the go. If I'm moving, I'm fine as long as I've got something going on, and I have so many directions, especially right now, that pull me. If I get still, probably being still bores me, because what happens is I go to sleep, and I go to sleep pretty quick. So just being still, if that's a good answer, I'm hoping that's a good answer.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
No right or wrong answers when we play this game right here, is there?
No.
I hope not.
No.
I don't think so.
Absolutely not. Okay, question number two, Pastor Mike. Now, we know that you've been in ministry, I hate to say the word, a long time, but you've been around for a little while, Pastor Mike, in ministry. So you've done the house visitations, and so I'm basing my question off of that. So what is the weirdest thing you have seen in someone else's home?
Wow. I tell you what, there is one story I could tell you years ago when I was, and it wasn't really weird. It was a weird situation that I was put into. A couple senior citizens that attended our church, Brother Albert and Sister Sally Mae, down in South Georgia. And great, wonderful people, wonderful family, come from a very large family that was in our church. Sister Sally Mae was not the smallest of people, I'll just put it that way, and went to her house to visit her because she really wasn't feeling well, and she's sitting there, and I was a young minister, and the senior pastor and I went, and she looked at me, and she said, Pastor Mike, she said, I just need some information. And I want to know how you feel about something. I said, okay, Sister Sally, may just ask away. She said, now, I believe in fasting. And she said, I fast. But she said, when it comes to my snacks, if the church is calling this a fast, I'll fast my three meals, but I will not fast my snacks. And I said, okay, Sister Sally, may. And she was sitting there, and the church was in a fast at this time. Well, her snacks were like boxes, literally, of Little Debbie cakes, and she had them all around her, and she said, now, I'm going to fast, but my snack is going to be this box of Little Debbie cakes. I looked at her, and I said, Sister Sally Mae, fasting is between you and God. I said, you eat all the Little Debbie cakes you want. That was probably one of the oddest situations, and because she really what she was trying to do, she was trying to be funny with me.
Right.
At the same time, literally, this lady had boxes of Debbie cakes all around the house. So
that sounds like paradise to me. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but she was.
So
a
would
great,
you call
great,
that?
Great.
Would you call that the Debbie fast?
Oh, no. Oh man, it was just too easy.
There you go.
It was too easy.
Of course, when you go to the hospital, sometimes after somebody's had surgery, they want to show you their scar or something like that. I've got a few stories there. been to the hospital a few times and somebody was sitting on the porta potty, you know, and I mean, they could have said, hey, Pastor Mike, just wait outside. You know, I just walked in. I don't know if they're sitting there or if they were sitting there. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It'd be better not to know. It'd be better not to know.
So, yeah, those are some odd things. And then, yeah, that's probably – those are good answers, I think.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Well, in your long time, as Clint puts it, as at Metro, what have you made any mistakes, like, during your job or maybe on stage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are just normal things. I am I've been in ministry for a long time, however you want to say it. I've been in full-time ministry for 36 years. Been a licensed, ordained minister in the Church of God for about 30.
Oh, that's not too long.
No.
You know, you got years.
35.
I mean, that's almost double Casey's age, but it's fine.
Old are you, Casey? You know, so about 35 years I've been a minister in the denomination, and there have been many times, you know, foot and mouth, fallen down. You know, there was one time Tina and I have, of course, on the platform a lot throughout our years singing. There was one time I was leading worship and she was standing beside me and I lifted my hand kind of just in an exuberant point of worship and I hit her hand and the mic went up and hit her in the mouth. And it hit her tooth. She thought maybe I'd chipped the tooth. There was another time we were in a worship service. And you got to understand, I come from a very traditional Pentecostal background and love my upbringing. But there was a time in a worship service I felt like taking a run. And so I just kind of went running through the sanctuary. And about this time I got to a pew, this lady stepped out in front of me. She and I collided. I broke her toe, and I slid.
Her meemaw?
No, this was a younger lady. I stepped on her toe, and then I slid and burned a brand new suit on. First time I wore it, burned a hole in the knee because of, you know, how you scoot across the carpet. So, yeah, I've had my moments.
All right, here we go. Question number four, Pastor Mike.
And notorious for making up words for songs. I mean, like when leading worship, you know, I would never sing the song the same way twice.
Well, if you don't remember the words, you got to fake it till you make it, right? I mean, clearly.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
They're going to start putting your words on the big screen.
That's right. All right, so you're already halfway through, Pastor Mike, and I would say you've done a solid job. So you only have two more questions to go. This is my last one because, of course, Casey, we have to go last. Hmm. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done?
Wow. If I was arrested and for no explanation, what would they assume I had done? Probably killed somebody.
Or killed somebody.
Yeah, that sounds like something you do. Okay.
Yeah, you know, no. That's a hard one.
All right, you're thinking about that one, I like to give it an alternate every once in a while. You know, I'm flexible. All right, so if you don't want to do that one, I will also ask you what is the funniest joke you know by heart. So you can do that one.
Funniest joke by heart. I am not a good joke teller.
As long as it's better than Debbie Fast, I think it'll be
okay. That's Debbie Fast, that was pure gold. That was pure gold.
You know,
I don't care what you say.
I just think maybe if I was arrested, it would be because of jaywalking, maybe. I don't like to walk in crosswalks. I like to cross in the middle of the road.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can release this episode.
No, I'm flabbergasted, Pastor Mike. I can't believe you would do such a thing. I mean,
we're
going to have to...
I've lived such a square life, really. You know, I'm the church boy. I grew up in church, was always in church. Really, in my high school years, I was at church 7 days a week. The church that I attended had a private Christian school, so I was at school Monday through Friday, and then I worked after school to pay for my tuition as a high school student because my parents put three of us in a private Christian school, and then on Saturday was youth activity, so I was back at the church on Saturday, and then on Sundays, we had church Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's when we, you know, a lot of churches had church on Sunday night then. And then we would just stay after church on Sunday afternoon. The young people would go to eat lunch, and then we'd just goof off until church at night because we had choir rehearsal, youth choir rehearsal. So, you know, I'm just a church boy. That's all I've ever known.
All right. Now, I'm curious, Casey, what question number five is going to be.
I am, too, because I'm looking on the list as we're here. Let's find out. I can find a good one, trust me.
Well, make it a good one.
Now I got to think twice.
Think twice if it's a good one. I tell you what, I got one for you.
Uh-oh. Okay, shoot.
Because your little brother, if you let him listen to it, he could probably tell you. One time I was speaking to a group of people, and I forget which one of your little brothers it was, Casey, but he'd come up to me afterwards, and he said, "You said 49 times."
Yeah, I can probably figure out which one that was.
So give me a question.
Okay. I just had it. Something that you miss most about your childhood.
Oh.
What is something I miss about my childhood? Wow.
I hope that's good.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Because I really had a great childhood. I grew up in a Christian home. My parents taught me to love God, but they also taught me to love the church. And so I love being with the people of God. You know, that's one reason Tina and I popped over the Johnson's home the other night. We've been wanting to come to the conclave meeting. It was just a neat opportunity for us because it was kind of a down night. But I think the things I miss from my childhood, and you wouldn't understand this, Clint might a little bit, is life was a lot simpler. When I was growing up, I was a child of the 60s and 70s, and I know that sounds like a long time ago, and it was. I hope people think that I'm a up-to-date, very contemporary kind of person and minister, but I still hold on to a lot of... Well, thank you. I like to think that I am, but I like some of my tradition and things that are very, you know, were very special to me. There, several years ago when I was working at a church, the church I was taking a church through a time of the pastor hadn't left, but the church was actually going through a transition as far as worship styles and ministry styles, and some of the generations were really having difficulty with some of the new music we were singing and things like that. And one day this older lady came to me. She said, "You know what, I was really struggling and really praying about the direction the church was headed." I said, "God spoke to me and said, stop and think about it. You don't cook on the same stove that you did 20 years ago. You don't drive the same car that you did 20 years ago. You dress differently than you did 20 years ago. Why wouldn't you expect other things to change?" So I think that's a great story for all of us because, you know, in 10, 15 years, Casey, you'll be in your 30s probably, won't you? Aren't you like early 20s?
Yeah, Casey.
Yeah, 10, 15 years from now, Clint, you're going to be in your
40s. Let's not talk about that. You don't have to go down that road, Pastor Mike. Just stay with Casey.
Close to 50. And, you know, there's going to be things from your childhood and your young adult years that are very precious and dear to you, and you hold on to those. At the same time, your children and, you know, Clint and Casey, hopefully you'll be married by that time and have children. And they'll be facing a whole new generation of things, you know, and technology is such a great aspect of that. So I just think the simpler life, and then maybe 10, 15 years from now, you guys are going to look at it this time. And for some people, they look at this age that we live in, it's just a... It moves very quickly, you know, and so the simpler, quiet times, I think, is some of the things. And that's why I try to spend solid time in solitude. When I was going through my master's program, especially, one of the classes that I took was spiritual disciplines. And one of the things that I had to do was literally for an assignment, go outside in creation and just sit by myself and listen. So trying to find those moments, and I've been through the parenting thing. I have adult children now. I have grandchildren. Clint, you'll understand what I'm saying here. Life can be so busy because you're running, running, running. But in all the ways that God's told us that we could know him and really know him, he said, be still and know that I am God. So I try to find those moments in my life and really find those still moments so God can speak to me.
All right, so you've done excellent. You did excellent, Pastor Ron.
Amazing.
Yeah, you did amazing. Now, I will say that the only person we have to compare you against is Landon. and since he's on the show, I'll just say you did way better than him.
Easily. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Landon can likes to stalk people on Facebook. I mean, that's what we learned about him. So you did a great job. Yeah, he is a stalker. He is a Facebook stalker. We've learned this about Landon last week. All right, so let's quickly talk about this upcoming Sunday, and then Casey will give us the spill about how our people, our friends, our new friends can connect with us. Landon Jones will be speaking to Conclave this week. Of course, we'll have acoustic worship. We'll have free food. All the normal great stuff about Conclave. We'll have that at 6 o'clock. Landon will be speaking to us. I'm really excited about that. Casey, tell the people out there how they can connect with us at Conclave.
Well, if you're in the Birmingham area, we have Conclave every Sunday night at 6, unless there's a hurricane, probably.
That's true.
Then we'll just throw a party. but every Sunday at 6 at Metropolitan Church of God in Birmingham. Or if you're not in the area, like you're in Alaska or Norway or, not on Earth, it's okay. You can follow us on social media, Twitter at Conclave Metro, or Instagram, Conclave_Metro. You can keep up with us. And, as always, you can listen to the Conclave Radio.
Yes, and if you're not listening live, our podcast will be available on iTunes. It was less than 30 minutes last week, so I think it says it's submitted.
I think iTunes likes us.
Yes, iTunes loves us. That's true. And then also, don't forget, on the 21st, so it's quickly approaching the third Saturday in October, we will be having our tailgate party at the Champion's house. I believe that's at around 2:30. We'll know for sure about that. And then our Halloween party extravaganza on the 28th year.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see all the costumes that will be worn on that Saturday. So lots of cool, exciting things happening for Conclave. Pastor Mike, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I look forward to maybe all of Conclave sitting down front Sunday morning. I'll be preaching a sermon entitled Empty to be Filled, and it would just thrill my heart. I would even give you a plug from the pulpit Sunday morning if everybody sat down front.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you say front, give me a space here, Pastor Mike. You mean like front row, second row, third row?
I'll go on stage.
Yeah. What do you need? Tell us what you're looking for.
I issue a challenge to the Conclavians. I will reserve the first couple rows just down front. I'll have a couple reserve signs down there for you. Let's see if you can fill up at least two rows.
Oh,
Clint, you know, you used to be in the pews. Now you kind of moved to the back. I know Casey's busy on Sunday mornings, but I'll reserve a pew or two for you guys. Let's see if you can accept the challenge and see what can happen.
The challenge has been issued. We will make it happen for you, Pastor Mike. We will be there for you.
Years ago, they used to have a pack-a-pew. Remember that?
Pack-a-pew, yes. We will try to pack our pew for you, Pastor Mike.
Pack your pew, Fabians. Hey, once again, thanks. Casey, real quick, I just want you to know I'm proud of you. I've seen you since, what are you, about 19, 20 now? How old are you, 20?
18, almost 19,
Well, you're 18. Wow, giving you a little props there, But I've been at Metro for 5 years. I've seen you over the past 5 years just course mature, grow older, and your heart for ministry and just to do whatever you could do and see your gifts and abilities develop. I want you to know I'm proud of you. Your church is very proud of you. Clint and Lisa, again, thank you for all you're doing. That's what makes the family of God special, just people finding their niche and doing what God called them to do. And so I'm excited to see what's going to take place with this ministry. Hats off to you guys.
We appreciate it
And we appreciate you, Pastor Mike.
We appreciate you and everything you've done for the church as well.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to all of you for listening to Conclave Radio this week. Episode 4 is in the books. Casey, we did a great job.
Yes.
Great job, everyone. Yes. So spread the word. Let people know that you're listening to Conclave Radio. And we will see you next week for episode 5 of Conclave Radio. Everyone have a great week. Oh,
hello to our Alaska. Can we
Alaska Conclaving, Norwegian Conclaving?
Hello. All of the world.
Yes, hello.